Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Wait a minute. Am I supposed to talk? Oh, forgot how this works. We have got the coolest show lined up for you tonight. I'm really excited, actually. It's a taste of what football season is like. And even as we head into the holiday weekend, and forgive me, I keep feeling like it's Thursday night because it is my Thursday night for all intents and purposes. I'm done after tonight's show. So in the next 4 hours, we want to crank out the best possible show that we can before I shove you forward into your holiday weekend. And as much as Friday would technically be getaway day, it's become more and more as an ode to the end of summer that Thursday is the getaway to the getaway day. It's a getaway for getaway day. I know there are still a lot of people who will work through Thursday and Friday, but that does not include me. And I know there are a fair number of you who are cutting out early as well. So for that reason, we're going to party hardy, and we want to make sure that you get a taste of what's to come during our NFL and college football season, our coverage here on After Hours. If you follow me on Twitter or on Facebook, you got a taste of what we have planned for you. It was a really busy afternoon. Had to record a couple of conversations based on schedules for our guests. Generally, when we have athletes and coaches, we try to accommodate their schedules. And a lot of times, we'll catch up with them right after they're done practicing. When they're done with team meetings. And that was the case on Wednesday afternoon with Commanders running back Antonio Gibson. So here are the Commanders in the NFC Beast, the only team that did not make the playoffs last season. Nothing he doesn't already know, very cognizant of. And yet there's a lot of buzz around the Commanders. They had a 500 record last season. Remember, they were 8-8-1. And now they've instilled Sam Howell as their starting QB. Lots of positives being shared about Sam Howell. And so I had to ask Antonio. They've got a brand new offensive coordinator, one that maybe was controversial to start his tenure and his first training camp with Washington. And what a timely juncture in which to connect with a running back because of the narrative around running backs and the fact that we had Jonathan Taylor fail to get traded by the Colts. Josh Jacobs just now showing up to rejoin his teammates in Vegas. A handful of other running backs who ultimately caved and had to either sign their franchise tender or take the one-year deal, even though that's not what they were after. So value of running backs, plus the Commanders' defensive line and the fans around what is an iconic franchise that's had some incredible days in its history and would like to get back there. So you will hear Commanders running back Antonio Gibson on this edition of the show. Also, and I'm so excited about this, DeMar Hamlin made the 53-man roster for the Buffalo Bills. But even before that, he was home in Pittsburgh to share a priceless gift with a very special family member. DeMar has a great relationship with his grandmother, Portia. And I love to hear any athlete talk about his or her grandmother because of my special connection and relationship with Grammy Helen before she passed away. Yet another reason to admire DeMar. As he went home to Pittsburgh, there was a purpose behind his visit. He filmed an episode of Secret Celebrity Renovation on CBS. I've had the chance to preview the episode. I was given a sneak peek of the episode, which airs this Friday, September 1st. I cannot believe Friday is September 1st. It airs this Friday, September 1st on CBS. If you can't watch it live, trust me, you need to set your DVR or make sure you catch it later on Paramount Plus. It's terrific. It's emotional. It's sweet. It's full of care and compassion. It's cute to see DeMar with his family, especially his grandmother. But also, the way that he continues to inspire us, I'm blown away by this young man. He's still relatively young, mid-20s, who will not forget the second chance he's been given and is taking not just the money that was poured into his foundation, but this second chance, this opportunity to give back. He's been given a platform unlike he could ever have envisioned, especially this early in his NFL career. So I got to watch this episode of Secret Celebrity Renovation. And as a fan, big time fan of The Amazing Race, and also part of a family that loves Survivor, the contractor on Secret Celebrity Renovation was no stranger to me. You may know him as Boston Rob, Rob Mariano. He's the contractor. I had no idea his background was in home improvement. CBS, and I've got to say thank you to the PR rep at CBS TV. Her name is Erin, and she and I worked together for 3-4 days to make sure we could connect with Rob. I was able to snag a few minutes to ask him about what was a very emotional project. That's also coming up. In fact, you'll hear that 30 minutes from now on After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. And then we're excited to welcome Mark Ross to the show. His background is scouting and player evaluation, even now as the 32 NFL teams go through their cuts, but also adding to practice squads and claiming other players off waivers, yada, yada, yada. It's real busy this week, this last week before teams go into game week mode. So Mark Ross, who has a couple of Super Bowl rings from his time with the Giants as a scouting director and VP of player evaluation, now he's with NFL Network. And he will join us to talk some of the top headlines I always like asking him about some of the younger players because of his background in scouting. We've got three rookie quarterbacks who are starting week number one. So for that reason, it'll be great to pick Mark's brain. I know, we don't normally do this. Three guests on this edition of After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. If you haven't had a chance, now's the time, especially when we're going into a holiday weekend. You don't want to do it on a holiday weekend. We've got your opportunity, your invite, your, I wouldn't call it exclusive, but I would call it your elite. You're part of the elite. Your elite invitation to join us on Survivor Island. All you do is pick a winner every week until there are no more winners to pick or until you lose. So Survivor Island, you can find the link either on my Twitter, I just retweeted it, or pinned to the top of our show Twitter account, After Hours CBS. Also pinned to the top of our Facebook page, or just scroll down if you happen to be on our Facebook page. We got a lot to do, you know. Plus, we've heard from the general managers in San Francisco, or Santa Clara, Indianapolis, Miami, and also Kansas City. Because there are some high-profile players who are at odds with their teams. That doesn't include Miami, of course. But it's funny because, as Mike McDaniel told us earlier in the week, or was it last week? Oh, the weeks all blend together now. Everyone is getting traded to the Dolphins.
Credence to that.
Did you see the other team that made a real bid to bring Jonathan Taylor on board? The Packers. That's interesting. Joe Burrow practiced for the first time since injuring his calf muscle. Oh, and according to one of his teammates, he's engaged. No big thing. I feel like now we're soulmates. Joe Burrow and I engaged at the same time. I can't help it. Anytime someone mentions engagement or wedding or marriage, I instantly have to insert myself into the conversation. Jamar Chase talking about his quarterback. I'm sure they're all thrilled to see him back on the practice field. Kyle Shanahan, he's got to respond to Jimmy Garoppolo about the 49ers and their QBs. If you missed it on last night's show, we had fun with that. At the U.S. Open, Novak, no problem. But far cooler story, at least at this point. Now, I know anytime Novak Djokovic competes in a Grand Slam, he is chasing history. But Caroline Wozniacki, so a former fan favorite, hasn't played in a major since the Australian Open in 2020, 3.5 years ago. She's had two kiddos since then, a little girl, and 10 months ago gave birth to her son. And now she's into the third round of the U.S. Open. Former major winner, getting a lot of fan support and love in Queens. There will not be one, well, okay, maybe there'll be a half a one, half of a dull segment. No, just kidding. There will not be a dull moment here on the show. Still tracking Hurricane Idalia, by the way. Lots of incredible footage that kind of takes your breath away. 325,000 customers without power in Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. And we had told you landfall was coming. She made landfall in what they call Big Bend, which is where the body of Florida turns and curves into the panhandle. A ton of damage, debris in her wake, and now still wreaking havoc in the Carolinas with a ton of rain, which is not just about the flooding, but also storm surge. So thinking about those of you who may be without power or who are rided out. Actually, I guess now she's been downgraded to a tropical storm, thankfully. But still a lot of water, a lot of water. Before she turns along the coast of North Carolina and then heads out into the Atlantic. We're already at the I, meaning in the alphabet, the letter I. Tropical storms are, every year they're named according to the alphabet, right? So they start with A, la, 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 la. Tropical storms and hurricanes. And we're already at I. Still could be a very active hurricane season. Okay, just getting started. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. On our Facebook page, too. Don't forget our YouTube channel. We've promised you a couple of new videos to laugh at, to entertain you between now and mid-September or so. Oh, my goodness. We'll be a couple weeks into the NFL season then. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. It feels like a Friday to me. I thought it was the end of the work week. I'm going to get you as far as I can take you, and then I'm going to you're on your own. I believe in you, though. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Taylor, the back to the left side.
Ball
the
guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
Proven Winners Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
This is Matt Spiegel of 670 The Score in Chicago, and my podcast, The PBP, Voices of Baseball, is all about the art and craft of play-by-play. Catch up on episodes with Joe Davis, Joe Buck, and many more. Then something crazy happened along the way. I did a weekend of Cubs-Cardinals on the radio, so now conversations are enriched with feedback and advice from Jason Benetti, Boog Shambi, and others to come. The PBP, Voices of Baseball. I bring you the people who bring you the game. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your hash. They give it to Taylor, and he scrapes off a block, and he's in there. Touchdown, Jonathan Taylor. Touchdown, INDY for JT. He's got a rushing touchdown in three consecutive games, and the Colts have their first touchdown of the night. It's 16-9.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Matt Taylor on Colts Radio. Oh, not that far away. We'll have the dulcet sounds of some of your favorite play-by-play announcers who patrol the NFL press boxes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Remains to be seen whether or not Jonathan Taylor will take snaps and rumble through the O-line and into the end zone. At this point, he and the Colts are still at odds. And general manager Chris Ballard was answering questions about the status and their relationship on Wednesday.
Even when it gets hard, I won't quit on the relationship. I won't do it. I think too much of the young man. I think too much of what he's given our organization and how hard he's played for us. And what sucks, I mean, the situation, I'm not going to sit here and give you some rosy picture like, oh, this is just, everything's okay. No, it sucks. It sucks for the Colts. It sucks for Jonathan Taylor. And it sucks for our fans. It does. And it's where we're at, and we've got to work through it. And we're going to do everything we can to work through it. Relationships are repairable.
That is true. The problem is they're still at odds. So why, if this is a relationship that Chris Ballard and the Colts would like to repair, why hasn't he received a contract extension yet?
The running market is what it is, but look, great players are what they are too. So I think that all works. I think there's a
great player. Why not pay him?
We won four games last year. We won four games.
It's funny because I hear that, and I think big picture is most important. The Colts are trying to improve. They're trying to find the right keys and the right pieces that will lead to more wins. But it also matters where they spend their money and how they spend their money. Ultimately, Chris Ballard will be judged by the deals he made, but also the deals he did not make. All right, he had the opportunity to trade Jonathan Taylor and get something for him in return.
Jonathan is valuable. And at the end of the day, we're not, you know, I'm not just going to let him walk out the building. I'm not going to do that. That's not the best thing for the Colts.
Now, that I absolutely agree with. It is not the best thing for the Colts. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. The big question is whether or not Chris believes the relationship is repairable or beyond repair. What about JT suiting up and playing for the Colts in the future?
Any scenario where Jonathan Taylor plays for the Colts again?
Of course there is. Of course.
A lot of times we see resolution to holdouts or to player disputes with teams, but very often it comes back to getting a contract. Right now, Jonathan Taylor is not in violation of his contract because he's on the PUP list. So for the next month, he's unavailable. Theoretically, is rehabbing that bulky ankle of his, which was not supposed to be injured enough to hamper him all the way through the offseason and now the start of the regular season. That would give me pause if I was the one making decisions. But he will have a 3-week window or so in which he can get back to practice. Now, this is beyond the first 4 weeks of the season. He can get back to practice and then can be reinstituted as a member of the active roster. That's a month away. Well, it's 5 weeks away because the season doesn't kick off till September 7th. But that's kind of the window now. I would suspect that if Taylor and the team can meet each other halfway, that he might be ready to go once the month is done. If he's real injured, if he's really hurt and can't play, then that becomes a completely different situation. Again, I'm with the Colts on this one. If he actually can't play and the ankle injury is still lingering and it's still a problem, even through an offseason in which he was not playing, then why would you be giving him a long-term contract? For those of you who have fantasy football drafts this weekend, are you touching Jonathan Taylor? Producer Jay, are you touching Jonathan Taylor if you have an opportunity, let's say later rounds of the draft?
If he's still sitting there, maybe round, seven, six.
Oh.
He's out for at least four games. I mean, that's huge in fantasy football. Four games could be a season make or break. So I don't want room on my bench for a guy who's definitely out 4 weeks, could be longer. I don't see it taking him any earlier than round six.
Huh. Oh, how the mighty have fallen. And last year he did not have a great season, but I would suspect coming off of his 2021 that Jonathan Taylor was a top three pick in many fantasy football drafts, if not number one. But that goes back to a year ago. In case you're wondering, I did, in fact, reach out to the commissioner of the fantasy football league that I have played in for the last 3 years. And she's notorious for waiting until the last second. She'll send us the link and then, the draft is in 2 days type of a thing. And usually it's over Labor Day weekend or it's just after Labor Day. But yeah, I mean, we're cutting it close then.
Very.
Last year it was, the draft was, I think, Tuesday after Labor Day. So Labor Day, Monday always. And it was Tuesday. The draft was Tuesday, 48 hours before the season started. I have not heard back. So it's been, 12 hours or so since I emailed. I don't know what that means. I would like the opportunity to defend my championship, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. Do you think she's on purpose leaving me out of the equation?
Have you heard from any other league members or is anyone inquiring?
I guess I could just go check the page and see whether or not it's active.
Yeah, she would have to be the one to activate the league. So if she didn't do it yet, then it wouldn't be good. If she did, I guess that'd be a good sign. But she still said let you know the draft date.
You would think?
Like a little more than 24 hours before it happens would be nice.
I guess I can rifle back through my old emails and figure out if I can find the link. Oh, or I can just log into the website and see if the link is active. Or see if the league is active, I should say. Huh. Marco Belletti's here in studio. I just want you all to know that after the discussion we had on our last show, in which we described how a woman smuggled a handgun into a baseball stadium in the rolls of her stomach.
Belly fat.
Gross.
Gross.
Gross, exactly. Bob, my lovely betrothed, he thought it would be a great idea to send me a YouTube video of how this actually happens. Apparently, there are YouTube videos of people out there smuggling things, just hiding things in the rolls of their stomach, in their belly fat. There's people who've actually made videos of it, maybe to demonstrate how it's done.
You know, I'm disappointed in myself that I didn't think of someone having this already on YouTube and going about this, it never crossed my mind. I'm disappointed in myself that there would be automatically, there's got to be a how-to on this. Because again, this can't be the first time that she did this. This has got to be a go-to maneuver for a lot of different things, whether it's, as we talked about, the movie theater and the candy, whatever you can think of.
Why would you want to eat candy that's been enveloped by the rolls of your stomach fat after it's been...
Saves money.
But it could be melted and gross.
Well, you got to know what to do. You don't put chocolate. I mean, that's not, again, that M&M's, Skittles.
Ugh.
They're
gummy bears. They'd be even more
licorice.
Licorice. I suppose it's already in long strands.
Not an issue.
I can't even imagine lifting up a fold of your belly and tucking it in there and then just letting the belly roll drop over the front of it, like a curtain of some sort.
It's ingenious.
It's gross. It's not ingenious.
It is ingenious.
What if you use like a Ziploc bag or something? Is it gross then still?
It's all gross. Yes. Yes. It's definitely
gross. There are people
gross.
That do like to carry chocolate in their pockets. I mean, that gets warm and disgusting too. So what's the difference?
It's a dangerous game.
I mean, I personally wouldn't go the chocolate route. I don't think you want the melting. I think it's a bit much. But the Ziploc bag might work. It might.
I'm just thinking like sour candy, like Sour Patch Kids to the movie theater. You,
yeah, see, that's not a problem.
Some sort of barrier there.
Nah, not really.
Well, so
as long as it doesn't melt, you're all right.
Here's the thing. I'm reconsidering my engagement after the types of videos that he sent, including this one where someone actually demonstrates using belly fat to
hide
objects.
And I'm assuming you watched all the videos, did you not?
No. I got a little ways into it, and I was completely grossed out. And so I couldn't after
curiosity,
that.
Curiosity, man.
No. All right, coming up. Speaking of curiosity.
Belly fat.
I got to preview an episode of Secret Celebrity Renovation on CBS. Now, this particular episode airs Friday evening, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. It features Bill Safety, Damar Hamlin, and his travel home to Pittsburgh to deliver a priceless gift to a very cherished family member. I didn't have a chance to talk to Damar, but I've seen the episode. I spoke to the contractor, who is actually a TV personality himself, Boston Rob Mariano of Survivor and Amazing Race fame, and he's done a bunch of other stuff too. Big time personality. Anyway, he's the contractor on the show, and CBS offered him as a guest to kind of talk about what the show is all about. But since it's Damar and everyone loves Damar, I jumped on it right away. You'll hear my conversation with Boston Rob and the accent, by the way, coming up
next.
Does
he bring people with belly fat to bring all the
tools? No, we're a classy outlet here. We're a classy organization. We are not doing that. On Twitter, A-Law Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
My whole life, I wanted to stand for something bigger than myself. And, you know, I wanted to truly have a purpose, to be able to be an inspiration and stand for certain things, courage, you know, perseverance. The list goes on, you know. It's not always easy. It's tough at times, you know. Sometimes it's like, you know, might have my doubts and like, why me, you know. But, you know, God don't put us in no places that we can't stand in. So, you know, I'm confident, I'm faithful, and I'm just here to live out his purpose.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Damar Hamlin continues to impress. He has now made the 53-man roster with the Buffalo Bills for the 23 season. There were some doubters, but you should not doubt this young man, or you do it at your own expense. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. He is featured on a brand new episode of Secret Celebrity Renovation, airing on CBS this Friday, September 1st. 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Pacific. I had a chance to preview the episode, and it is absolutely terrific. It's wonderful. It's sweet. It's fun. And it's a side of Damar Hamlin that we haven't seen as often, of course. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boston Rob Mariano is the home improvement contractor, the TV personality himself, part of Secret Celebrity Renovation. And I had a chance to catch up with him a few hours ago. I've watched most of this episode with Damar, but I purposely stopped before the end, Rob, because I wanted to talk to you first and get your reaction. What stands out about this particular ep with Damar himself?
Yeah, I mean, so you've seen more than me because I haven't seen the episode yet. But Damar was just, you know, everything you'd expect him to be. He was so gracious in his entire approach to this whole thing. You know, the premise of this show, the point of it is for different celebrities and athletes and, you know, television and music stars to see them in a different light. And, you know, Damar is not a contractor. He's not a home improvement specialist. But what he is someone that loves his grandma and wanted to do something special for her. So it was so cool just to see him jump in with both feet and do everything to make this a really successful and awesome project.
I'm not sure the majority of the sports world even knew the name Damar Hamlin before January. There were so many people praying for him and pulling for him, and now here he is. He's on the Bills active roster. What do you remember about that moment and that week when Damar suffered cardiac arrest on the field?
Yeah, it's like one of those things that stands out in time for me. Like, I remember where I was on 9/11. I remember exactly where I was when DeMar went down, because I was at the Patriots game that day with my family in Boston, and I came home and I watched it happen, and I got on my knees and I prayed for him, which I think like everybody that saw it happen did. It's amazing, like his comeback. He's playing now again, and everything, and the way everything worked out. And even as a football fan and just a fan in general, to see the story unfold the way it did, and then to meet him and to see, you know, just how awesome of a person he is really special.
Yeah, that's what I keep coming back to every time I hear him speak or see him interact, and even watching the parts of the show that I did. He's so gracious. He's so humble. He's so determined to inspire, to take his second chance, and to share that life and that inspiration with other people.
Yeah, and I think you just hit the nail on the head. It's inspirational. It is to watch him, to see him, you know, and we did this renovation a few months ago, and you could tell it was still fresh. You know, everything, and he wasn't sure whether or not he was even going to be able to play again. But now seeing him back on the field with his teammates and interacting and, you know, out there actually competing again, I mean, that's where he belongs. He loves it. And it's just a great story all around.
The episode is DeMar Hamlin and Secret Celebrity Renovation. It airs on CBS and Paramount Plus coming up on Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And we're spending a few minutes with the contractor. You may know him as Boston Rob from reality TV, Rob Mariano. Why do you do this? Why is this a project that matters to you?
You know, I love it. Like, the one thing I've stayed true to the entire time is like who I am. And I grew up in construction. That was my background. Obviously, the Survivor stuff, the Amazing Race stuff, all the television stuff came after, almost by accident. You know, I sent in an application to be on a show. The whole reason this started was because originally in the very first season, we did a renovation for my parents, and they asked me to participate. And then when they found out my background was in construction, they asked me to come on and join the design team full time. And it's been awesome. You know, it's so cool because I love working in construction, but also being able to give back and be a part of these inspirational stories each and every week has been really, really cool.
How emotional does it get, or how emotional do you get when you're watching the reactions from family members?
In real time, it's definitely emotional. I've been choked up on more than one occasion. I remember in particular last season, the finale, with Nicole Scherzinger in Hawaii. She had her grandparents, and I might have shed a tear there. But it's a special story. It's nice to see, you know, these people that we put on a pedestal all the time just come down to our level and notice that, like, you know, they have mom and dads and grandparents too, and people that matter in their lives. Even though we see them as our heroes each and every week on the field or on the stage or on the television, they're regular people too. And it just restores faith that there's a lot of good people in this world.
I love the part where you give him the sledgehammer or let him pick one, and he gets to start knocking down cupboards in his grandmother's kitchen. That was incredible.
Notoriously, every season we always do a few episodes with athletes, and I got to tell you, they make my job as a contractor as far as the demolition part goes a lot easier, because they're not going to let their buddies on the field see them not giving it their all. And DeMar was no slouch, that's for sure.
Boston Rob of Secret Celebrity Renovation on CBS is with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. If you don't mind, I'd love to hear a little about the logistics. What kind of effort goes into a renovation project like this in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's a large undertaking. We have a large team. You know, there's a planning process. I'm part of the design team, which is myself and Sabrina Soto does the designs. Nichelle is obviously the host. And then we have a large team behind the scenes logistically to make it happen. You know, this pre-planning with the construction, the permitting, all of that. And obviously we have to figure out work with the celebrity schedule. I'm a small piece of a huge team that really works all together seamlessly to make it happen. But behind the scenes, a lot goes into it, for sure.
Yeah, so seamlessly, when we see the final, the finished project,
yes.
Have you ever had something go horribly wrong?
I mean, look, like just like on the island in Survivor and construction, you have to adapt to your situation, especially when you're working on these older houses, you know. In particular, in Damar's episode, it was an older house, and the stairway going up the stairs was coming apart from the wall. And we didn't expect it. We had no idea that it was such a huge issue, but structurally, we needed to address it and we needed to repair it. So it definitely added time and, of course, money to the renovation that we hadn't originally planned for. But the number one thing is, you know, aside from cosmetically making it look great, we want the renovation to be sound structurally and be what the people want, you know. So it has to be safe first and foremost.
Without giving anything away, what do you remember about Grandma's reaction?
I wasn't in the house, but we were outside. Nichelle walks through with them, but we heard her reaction, and she was pretty happy, I can say the least. It was a joyful moment for sure.
You have four daughters, you and your wife, Amber. Do they enjoy watching you on TV in these different types of projects?
Yeah, they absolutely love it, for sure. I mean, I remember in particular last episode, we did an episode with Nathan, last season with Nathan Chen, where I actually got on the ice and figure skated with them, and they were beside themselves laughing. But it's also emotional for them, too, to watch them see it. And, you know, it's tough because it's a sacrifice to be away from them sometimes. But when they see what Daddy's doing, you know, and the difference it makes in a lot of people's lives, I think ultimately they're proud.
Mm. All right. So you can find him on Twitter at Boston Rob. And there's links there to Secret Celebrity Renovation. But it airs Friday on CBS, 8 Eastern time, with Damar Hamlin, also streaming on Paramount Plus. It's great to catch up with you for a couple of minutes. Thanks so much for squeezing us in.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I've seen the episode. It's worth your time. It's emotional, to be sure, because Damar Hamlin loves his grandmother and because his grandmother doesn't have any idea. I don't want to give away anything. She knows that there are people in the house. In fact, they move her out of the house for a couple weeks. She knows that something's happening, but she has no idea what. And it's really cute. At the beginning, she gives Damar permission, and she gives the team, and Rob mentions Sabrina is the designer, Sabrina Soto, and then Nichelle is the host. She gives them permission to do anything, says, "I trust you." Mostly because Damar is there. And then in addition on the episode, Damar goes with Nichelle to his high school football field. And he goes to, I think it was a local playground or a park. And in both cases, there are people there, including a bunch of young people, who are so thrilled to see him back in Pittsburgh. They want to talk to him. They want to share their story of how they were watching and how they prayed for him. I mean, it's incredible the connection that we've made to Damar Hamlin. And he's very down to earth, and it's a side of him that you've not seen before, especially the part where he picks up a sledgehammer and he goes at his grandmother's cupboards. So definitely watch it on Friday on CBS at 8 Eastern time. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.